Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young. We have another hot topic for you tonight. We're going to be talking about HIV and the antiretrovirus. The latest is HIV being transferred to a person having sex with one who is HIV positive. What are the chances the virus will transfer to the person who does not have HIV? What is Center of Disease Control saying about the possible transfer of HIV to another person if the viral load is low or the HIV itself is not detectable? Another hot topic with your host, Paulette Young. We will be on for about an hour. If you want to call in, the number is 858-769-4936 and press 1. Again, the number is 858-769-4936 and press 1, and then you'll be on the air. And you can, if you want to talk, you would press 1. If you don't want to talk, that's fine too. Just you can just listen. A lot of people do that. We've been talking about a lot about the HIV and trying to give some of the updates. Some of you are new to the program. Some may not even know what those initials stand for. What is HIV? H equals human, I immunodeficiency, V equals virus infection. So what does AIDS stand for? A is equal acquired, I is immune, D deficiency, S equals syndrome. AIDS is the advanced stage of HIV. Basically, the HIV or the virus attacks the body's immune system, leading it vulnerable to life-threatening infections and malignancy. The HIV virus may live in the human body for 10 years or more and can be spread to others before any symptoms appear. So, and your immune system, a lot of time people don't realize what their immune system is, but it consists of the lymph vessels and lymph nodes. And what you have what you call your lymphatic system, that is your immune system, has small vessels throughout the body. They look like blood vessels. Vessels allow the return of fluid from body tissues to bloodstream, also one of the body's defense against infection. That's the area that HIV loves. So it loves to attack the immune system. You have what they call where you find your lymphatic vessels, you have you also have what's called lymph nodes. They resemble knots. The nodes are bunched together in certain areas, found in your neck, armpits, above the groin, near organs, and large blood vessels. And why is that important? Very important because of the HIV virus itself. You also have something called lymphoid tissue. Looks like tissue of lymph nodes. This tissue is found in parts of the body that are part of the lymphatic system, like your adenoids, your tonsils, your spleen, your thymus, all consist of lymphoid tissue. The lymphoid tissue produces and contains lymphocytes, and it aids in the body's defense against infection. Why is all that important? Well, If I took a picture of a lymph node site, you have something called lymphocytes. Just like you like sugar, HIV loves the lymphocyte in the lymph node. It'll attach to what they call a CD4 protein that's there. And once that HIV attaches to this protein that's found, well, it does. It attaches to that protein that's found in the lymph nodes, and then it begins to multiply. HIV history, just a little bit, not long. During HIV deceptive period, the time after a person is first infected with HIV, but before the appearance of devastating ailments of AIDS, it's difficult to detect either the virus itself or infected immune cells in the blood. The average period for first infection to the appearance of full-blown AIDS is 10 years, depending on the person's age. And a few people have survived for as long as 28 years after infection. You also have something that they call, no one talks about it anymore, but it's called self-mediated immunity. The person's able to fend off HIV before it has a chance to infect the cell. Okay. So, for those that are listening in and those that want to have a voice, again, you can call 858-769-4936 and press 1. There's a lot of talk now about the latest Center of Disease Control is saying that it's possible that if the person viral is, load is undetectable, that they're in agreement with so many other researchers that they can't transfer the HIV to the person. Center of Disease Control is stating that if HIV is undetectable, then it is untransmittable. Let me say that again. They're claiming... Now, you don't want to hear my opinion on all this yet. I'm not in agreement with some of this stuff. It's so early. But you're going to be hearing a lot of it in the news shortly. But once Center of Disease Control is saying something, we're going to... You can agree if you want. Or your brain and think for a change. Center of Disease Control is stating that if HIV is undetectable, then it's untransmittable, meaning the virus will not transfer to the uninfected person. I'm not sure how long these studies have been going on. I don't think it hit the 5-year mark yet. They're treating it like a person with low sperm count can't get a person pregnant. And I still go along with my little bit of poop theory. If I get a little bit, I'll be okay. Still in this infancy, they've done some research. They've watched the numbers drop. We'll just wait and see. Because if the numbers change or... It takes a while for the person to become positive, then you're going to really have a crisis on your hands. Because right now, when they test people for the virus, unless you're having your blood drawn by Red Cross, unless you are part of the military or joining the military or a pregnant mom, they do that first test, which is an antibody test. And it's already been proven if that number is low that it won't even say you're positive at all, because the body has to build up enough antibodies in order for that test to read correctly. But there is that second test, which is called the RNA test, ribonucleic acid test. If you run that one, it'll... So in 11 days, if you're positive, because that particular test, what it does is it sees if the person, it goes after the genetic material of the virus. So if that's positive, then they know you have it. But the recent research that they've done on so many men, and I think they did more testing on the gays, because their numbers are large, to prove a point, because they're saying that people are having sex, unprotected sex, and provided the person takes their medicine to keep the virus as low, so low that it's not detectable, then they can't transfer it. There's questions I'll still have to get answers to because I don't know which test they're using. When they said undetectable, are you talking about the antibody test? Or are you talking about the genetic test? That I don't have an answer to. If someone out there listening have an answer to that, then call in the station, form us, 858-769-4936, and press 1. But right now, we don't have that information. Because what the literature that I've read so far just said that it's undetectable. It didn't say they didn't have it. Undetectable don't mean that you don't have the virus in it. Because if you didn't have the virus, then we have a cure. And we all know that we don't have a cure for HIV. So in my mind, I'm not quite sure why anyone would encourage having either unprotected sex or saying it's okay because the person, you can't detect that they have HIV, but they still have the HIV. But they're saying that you can't transfer it to the other person. It doesn't even sound right, but that's what they're saying. So, and they're basing that on some of the studies that they've run or the research that they've done. So this part is kind of scary. We already know that if a baby is treated with antiretrovirus while the mother is pregnant with child, baby will not be born with HIV. Now, they've shown that over and over and over again. They've also stated that it's not 100% proof. It's at the 96%. Another report said 90%. So the chance of you getting or being HIV positive is still there. It's just not at a high risk. Most people would want 100%, 96% proof because they don't want to be part of statistics. You be the judge. Again, if you want to call in, it's 858-769-4936, press 1. This is Paulette Young speaking. Okay. Hopefully I've answered some of your questions that people are wanting to know. Do we have a cure? The answer to that still is no. Where are the numbers at today? We do know for a fact that globally they're at 40% of all new HIV cases is a youth, and it's probably higher than that. In the United States, 50% of all new cases of HIV are below 25 years of age. One out of four people living with HIV is 50 years old and above. Center of Disease Control has stated one out of five that never had the test is positive. So that's doesn't sound too good. So you're just going to have to keep reading and thinking for yourself when it comes to this type of thing. It's a fact that the black church and HIV, that within the black church, because of the amount of blacks that go to church, something like 79%, that if they would preach from the pulpit even once a year, they would have power within the black community and the black churches in those communities to reduce the rate of HIV infections. The rate of new infections among African Americans was 8 times higher than among whites. Black America comprised 13% of the whole United States. Not talking about your neighborhood, talking about the whole United States. That's why they said you're a minority. 44% of all new HIV diagnoses occur among African American men, women. HIV diagnoses in African Americans were among gay and bisexual men. Among all women diagnosed with HIV, 62% were African American. So So that's very high. The rate of new infections among African-American women is more than three times that of white and Latino. Rates of white person living with HIV, you do have, I mean, they have it too. But because you are a minority, not the majority, your rate is higher. They said across America, black churches across America is something like 21,000. Again, as I mentioned before, 79% of the black community says religion is very important in their lives. So we are now faced with the fact that tomorrow's today, we are confronted with the fierce urgency of now and this unfolding life that we have in history. There's such a thing as being too late. That's what Martin Luther King has said. So you have to, I hope
this
that want to be on board to help, especially those
individuals. Individuals.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing, Paulette?
Oh, I'm doing great. Talking about this HIV. Wayne?
I know, I was looking at that. That's something else, man, counting your viral count.
Yes, you know, even though I'm not in agreement, people are going to have to judge for themselves, because I just know if you had a little poop in the water, I don't want none of it.
Oh, I hear you.
That's what I call the poop theory, that we are sold out on a little bit, or we couldn't detect it, but you won't find anything in the literature that says they don't have the virus. The virus is there, but they're saying if it's undetectable, even though it's there, then they're saying it's not transmittable. I talked to a couple of physicians, including Dr. Faduma Adol. She says that she's not in agreement because the virus is still there. They're saying it doesn't transfer if it's at a low level. That's just like saying no different than the man. If his sperm count is down, the woman can't get pregnant.
Right.
That's true, but that ain't a disease.
Right, that's not no disease.
This is a disease. You're saying even if, but to say it's not, they're saying that the sperm does not transfer to the person.
I don't.
Because the count is so low, and they've proven it by doing this research with a certain amount of people. I don't know what the numbers are. I'm not clear on that part. Have had sex, and their partners didn't come down with the virus. You know, that's what they're telling. And my question would be, if anybody has that answer out there that's listening, okay, if it's not, what test did they use? Hopefully it wasn't an antibody test. If it's the antibody test, I'm totally not in agreement. See, we
why
don't.
Why, different test?
I don't know if they did just the antibody test or did they do the genetic test also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because if you just did a antibody test, we already know that within time, that if it's a, the person will show eventually, but they're still you're banking on that the person's taking their antiretrovirus medication,
right?
Like the one that's on birth control pills. If she didn't take it, she gets pregnant. So that you're playing Russian roulette. You're trusting another individual that they've done the right thing, and if they haven't, on you. Shame on you. I just learned of a case where a lady had to have some dental work, so she went down to Mexico. Whatever dentist she saw, now she has HIV.
Oh, you can't go everywhere.
Huh?
You just can't go everywhere and do that. Everybody don't have the same purifications.
The lady was in her late 60s, almost 70, and she's devastated. She said she
I bet she
is. She went
trying to save
another,
some money.
Yep, and look what happened. Well, my dad
mm-hmm.
used to say, you can't get something for nothing.
That's right.
So they're calling on for African Americans. They're calling on the black churches to begin to at least in July. The NAACP has successfully throughout the United States got some of the churches, still not enough, involved in letting people, the pastors talk about, or ministers talk about the HIV. They collectively do it together all on that one Sunday in the in July. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's because they figure if you tell the people what's happening, they can tell others and then keep spreading the word. But
mm-hmm.
I am concerned about this new thing that, because once Center of Disease Control approves this, everybody...
You know, Trump trying to do something to mess up CDC, come talking about don't use certain words. He trying to eliminate. This man is dangerous.
Yeah. This is... I am so alarmed about this and what the possibilities can be. And I
mm-hmm.
pray when they hit the regular news in a big way that they mention all the pros and cons and not just, you know, say, oh, this is safe because it's not safe. Just like a woman taking birth control pills and thinking that's, even birth control wasn't 100% either. And this definitely ain't 100%. And why would you
well,
want to have that?
You got to watch yourself.
In your body.
You got to watch yourself. Yeah.
This,
you got to watch yourself.
A whole population of people with this.
Mm-hmm.
And time will tell, unfortunately. And they're not
mm-hmm.
talking enough about HIV. The numbers
wow.
are high. They're not low. They're high. If all this stuff was true, I don't know. And then you talk about young people. If a young person is HIV positive, a lot of them don't take the medicine.
Right.
So how is this going to work?
Yeah, they don't take the medicine. It's going to hit them.
This is so awful.
Yeah,
and then it took Center of Disease Control a long time to join in on this stuff. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just, the articles, I was just shocked. Totally shocked.
I bet you were.
I just, you know, unbelievable. Too bad the articles can't say what tests were used. They're going by, well, the people are okay. They're okay today, but what about tomorrow?
That's right.
Anybody can be okay today.
Yeah, that's true.
A German, it doesn't show up right away.
mm-hmm. That's how they get you.
This one is really, really taking me for a loop.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. And in fact, the Center of Disease Control back in 2007 was the first one to say you should take both tests, standard antibody test and the genetic RNA test. They were the first to even print to say it would be better to take both. So you don't wait
mm-hmm.
no 6 months until over a year to know your HIV status.
I know I ain't got it. I just had a test.
Yeah.
At the VA.
That kind of test should be routine. Military people normally, they give both
mm-hmm.
tests. People that donate the blood, see, I mean,
mm-hmm.
even though if you did it to the military, they automatically do both.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody else does, and Kaiser don't. A lot of your HMO
mm-hmm.
don't. They do not do both tests. Okay, what have your experience with veterans been?
Huh?
What has your experience with the veterans been?
Well, the veterans, like I said, they give you that test normally when you come in there.
Yeah. See, they both.
Yeah,
they
give
do,
that to you.
They do the right thing. They don't play around.
Yeah. Nope. They test you from all sides.
Okay.
Everything.
Public. This is Wayne. Carlton from. He has a position with the NAACP on the Pomona branch. Pomona Valley Branch 1085. He's operating in the city of Pomona for the last. And he's a huge role with the veterans. So, Wayne, why don't you do?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, tell them a little bit what you do with the veterans.
Well, what I do, I go around and I help veterans that's homeless or they need help with their claims and stuff like that. I work with them on that, and I refer them to where they can get help.
Mm-hmm. Great. So
yeah,
how
do
they
do.
Contact either you or if they need help? Who do they contact?
Well, if they need help, I would give them information, give them the number to call. I'll give him material and show him where to go.
Why are you driving?
Show him where to go. Yeah, I'm driving while I'm talking to you.
Have the number now or no?
Huh?
Can they call you?
Yeah, of course they can. You can
call
me. They can call me at, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead and tell
me
your number.
Okay,
Hello?
You can call me at 909-568-4391, Wayne Carlton.
Okay. For those that are veterans.
And I'll give them the information, yeah. Even people that ain't veterans that got some questions about veterans or wanting to go in the military, they could call me too.
Oh, okay. All right, that was Wayne Carlton. He helps a lot of veterans. He does excellent work in that area. And again, I'm going to repeat the number, 909-568-4391. There's another organization that Sowing Seeds for Life is the second largest food bank in Southern California, not in Southern California, in L.A. County, in the L.A. County area. They service something like 10,000 people a month. You can go to their website, sowingseedsforlife.org. If you want more information or donate.
Yeah. Hey, well, I'm going to have to get off. It was a pleasure meeting everybody, but I'm driving right now, and I have to get off the phone. Hey, it was
okay.
A pleasure meeting you, and Merry Christmas to both of y'all.
Okay, thank you. Thank you
okay,
so much.
I'll call you again later. Okay, bye.
All right. That was Wayne Carlton. He's does a lot of work with veterans. He's also with the NAACP Pomona Valley Branch, 1085B. In fact, you can look that up on the website, too, Pomona Valley Branch of the NAACP 1085B. Okay, I was speaking on Sowing Seeds for Life. Anybody that wants to donate or be a part of, they always need volunteers. They're located at 1350 Arrow Highway in Laverne, California. Okay, we'll be on the air again next Monday with another hot topic, and we'll announce that sometime later. You can follow us on Facebook, Healthcare Consultants. You'll see a red and white heart. That's our page. And this is Paulette Young, your host, speaking. We'll be on the air again next week around the same time. We're normally around every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And the number you would call in is 858-769-4936 and press 1. Thank you. Goodbye.